Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought us here. You have drawn us, Lord, and drawn us out. And thanks be to God, even drawn out from among the camp. And Lord, you've drawn us out to you. And we thank you, God, in that faithfulness, Lord. You have prepared it all. Lord, help us to feed. Open our mouths, open our hearts. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. God, help us to feast today and to rise up. And Lord, thank you to run and even to mount up with wings as eagle, Lord Jesus. You're coming. We thank God we're looking. We're alive for it. And most importantly, we're in love with it. Lord, help us to fall more in love today. Help us to fall more and more in love today with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bibles today to Exodus chapter 14. And here we've come to the end of another year. And how could we not think about how God concludes things? Doesn't matter how we think an ending happens. God and his finales are just exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And here in this 14th chapter of Exodus, God in his mighty and faithful way has just brought Israel out of Egypt. And they had been in slavery for 400 years. The Lord told them that they would be. The Lord told them also that he would bring them out. And he had brought those precious plagues, and he had shown himself so faithful through them. And then here they are brought out. And as I said earlier, maybe a 4 million or so, here they go, and they've come all the way out, and they are now standing before a sea. And they have the sea in front of them. They have the army of Pharaoh in Egypt behind them. And it's closing in. And even though Israel has seen all of the faithfulness of God, in the 12th verse at the very end, they start to say, if it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should come die in the wilderness. Boy, God is patient. And he knew they would say that. Oh, God is loving. Because he knew they still would not believe. But God encouraged a vessel. Just a meek man. A man that wasn't looking for it. But a man who God called and chose. And in verse 13, it says, and Moses said. Man, doesn't the word of God make you feel good? I have to tell you, I wasn't feeling real good this morning, but I'm feeling really good now. Thank you, Jesus. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, oh, I love this, ye shall see them again no more forever. The salvation of the Lord, isn't that marvelous? The deliverance of God. The conclusion of what God will always bring, and praise be to God, there's one thing that God always brings because that's what he is, victory. He's just victory, praise God. And I thank the Lord, he said, stand still. Stand still. The Lord wants you to pay attention to his deliverance. He wants you to pay attention to his salvation. He wants us to be even wise unto our salvation. Did you know that? Yes. To grow in the knowledge of it. He wants you to grow so knowledgeable of this salvation that you would receive salvation with eternal glory. Praise God. Not just to be saved, but go into the riches of what that salvation truly is. And its purpose is for you. Not to just remain a child. Not to just remain a servant in the palace. But truly born as you know. And as you know because of the word of God. You are born and born again. Not just a child of the king. But you're born a son of God. A son of God. And in that life of the Son, there is only one life, and that's the life of Jesus. And that life is Lord of all. And that's why in Galatians 4:1, you have the life, the born life of God in you, of Lord of all. because of Christ that lives in you. But once again, as it says, but if you don't grow up in that life, if you don't become knowledgeable of that life, if you don't become knowledgeable of this great salvation wherewith you are saved, you'll remain a servant in the palace, a servant, even though you've been born Lord of all. And that's a disappointment. It's a shame. It's ignorance. As opposed to growing up fully and ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. Once again, that's the word of the Lord. And once again, it's coming. And once again, it's a promise. So once again, it's a fact. And the word of God is forever. And the word of God isn't predicated upon your feeling. The word of God is not predicated upon time. The Lord said it, and it is so. Always remember that about the word of the Lord. And that's why we need to pray. Our attention span is so short, our patience, we don't have any. We get diverted so quickly, it's pitiful. But God in his grace. And it's always calling at you. It's always with you. It doesn't depart. Heed to him. You'll be so glad you did. But here we have the Lord through Moses saying, stand still and hear the mighty hand of God. There's always something about waiting upon the Lord. You'll always be rewarded waiting upon God. Waiting upon the Lord because there's nothing that can compare to waiting upon God. You'll always be so thankful the grace of God that is with you that you did. Because we know that the Lord is always about the finish. I thank God. You read the scriptures, you know the stories of God. He always saves his best for last. And he does. That's what he's doing right now. Believe it or not, this is this time we live in, brothers and sisters. Most mighty time that you could enter into what God has, the very, very best for last. You ask those that drank that wine at that marriage of Cana. I know it's just going to shock people, but I have to tell you, I enjoy a good glass of wine. Oh my. Pray for your pastor. What a shame. I'll tell you what, I would have loved to have drank that wine. That would have been a sweet thing to drink. I'll tell you, I bet there wasn't any better wine out there. But there is a cup of wine that's coming. And you know, he even drinks of her. And it's the sweetest wine he's ever drank. And the only way that you're going to drink that of him, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You can't become that sweet unless you're kissing Jesus. Better know your Bible. Now, what an ending. You know this story. Praise God, I'm glad I know it. I'm glad you know it. But what an ending seen on Egypt. Even after all them miracles, God said, no, no, honeys, there's more. I got a grand finale. I love how he is. He's something. See, the sea was going to part, wasn't it? We know it did. And they were going to go across on dry ground, and he could have just sealed it back up, and there they went off, and you could see all them Egyptians on the other side just mad and angry, and we can't get to them, and they're gone. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. They're going to think that they're going to have the same promise and opportunity, but they're not. That was for them because they were called and chosen for it. And so they went out there and they went across that dry ground, and praise be to God, oh, what a wonderful finale. Pharaoh and his army completely consumed. And as he said, these Egyptians you will never see again forever. And I'll tell you what, in a type right now, I believe we're all waiting for that same thing for us. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm not going to see this thing forever. Yes, I did say that. And I am thankful to know that. But you think about God, and even before this, how about the life of Joseph? The plan, once again, the mighty hand of God that was over his life. And the encouragement that was always graced in Joseph's heart. I know we don't get a lot of details. I know Joseph had his moments. Joseph is just a man. But thanks be to God, he waited on the Lord. You know, he was disappointed. At times you could tell that he was disappointed when that fella didn't remember that he told him his dreams. Got out of prison. My goodness, man, couldn't you remember it at least tomorrow, a week, years later? But it wasn't up to that man, it was up to God's timing. Joseph had to bake a little longer in the prison. But see, Joseph had a promise upon his life from a very young man. Matter of fact, from a boy. His daddy gave him that coat of many colors. Joseph had dreams. One of them dreams, all them brothers were going to bow down before Joseph. Oh, yes, they were. But then came a pit. Those brothers that were going to bow down to him, they threw him in there to kill him, first of all. But then they just sold him into slavery. So there he goes from the pit to being a slave, to being imprisoned. Oh, my goodness. But the hand and the promise of God over Joseph never changed. There was a finale coming, a grand finale for Joseph. And he would become that second in command of all of Egypt. Really, he was running the show. Let's just be honest. Praise the Lord. And we thank God that no matter what his brothers thought, even his daddy who loved him so, his dad said, Joseph, man, you got to stop that stuff. You can't tell of that gospel, Joseph. It's just too much for your brothers to handle. But Joseph spoke on, didn't he? He said, this is the word of the Lord. I know it is. Now, I'm not talking about your dreams or what you think. I'm talking about the word of the Lord. You get that? A lot of people think they have a lot of spiritual thoughts. Here's your spiritual thought. This is it. And that was the word of the Lord that Joseph gave to his family. You're going to bow down before me. I believe you find it in here, don't you? The word of the Lord. You don't find it in here? This is the word of the Lord. That's why you got all these different religions out there. They got extra books, extra this, extra that. Revelation took care of that, didn't it? Whoever adds to or takes away from this. Amen. Accursed in the plagues. All right. You just got to get down to business here. We don't got much time. I'm so thankful to Jesus. But no matter what his brother said, no matter what his daddy said, no matter what Egypt thought, let me tell you something. All that matters is what God says. All that matters is that God was going to have his way with Joseph. And I'll assure you, God will have his way with you. Amen. And I thank the Lord that the finishing of the Lord, praise God, is always his best because that's all he has to give. And I thank the Lord this finishing is the same for us. God's promise and his promises to us are right here in the word of God. And just like Israel and just like for Joseph, if we merely believe and we'll just walk in his promises, praise God. You'll enjoy them. Isn't that something? And I think of that time and time again. How many people were always there to receive and participate in what God had brought forth? And especially today as we think about God bringing those millions out of Egypt. The promised land was for them. God is not a respecter of person. It was there. Praise be to God. But he understands and he knows. But isn't it a shame that so many knew of that promise, but yet only two truly believed? There were always excuses. And see, that's the thing about the things of God. The enemy is, he's just a myriad of excuses. He just wants to give you excuses. I'm tired. I'm too hurt. I had a bad life. I didn't have parents. I had the wrong parents. I had this. I didn't have money. Everybody's walked out on me. I'm no good. I'm stupid. I'm not good looking. I didn't have talent. On and on and on and on and on. And the enemy will be just feeding that to you. And there those millions were, and they looked into that land that was sitting right there for them. And they saw giants there. And God told them, he said, honey, they knew it. I brought you out here to humble you. Humble you. See, I'm going to throw, not just throw, I'm going to just heap trials upon your life. I'm going to test you. They're my trials. They're my temptations. Praise be to God. He's not the tempter, but let me tell you something. He's got it all planned. Do you understand that? God made you specifically exactly the way you are. Every single detailed weakness of your life. Every bit. Every bit. And let me tell you something. A grand finale is coming because I'm thanking Jesus that this someday I'm going to put off this corruptible. And I'm going to put on the incorruptible. But I thank the Lord. I got me, and I thank God. And we've said many times, I got me a good camel. I got me a perfect camel. And sure, I don't like the way he acts. I wish he would change in many ways. Ask my wife. She does too. But I ain't getting there any other way. No other way. God's going to have his way with Joseph, and God's going to have his way with you. Now, you've heard me say it many times. And it's vital. It's always got to be the word of his grace. And thanks be to God, if you'll want it, you can go after. You can go after it all. God didn't put you in the age of the law. He didn't. He didn't put you there. God has graced you, honeys. Know this. And I thank the Lord. And it's not to compare ourselves amongst ourselves, but you have Hebrews 11 that tells you about all of those champions and worthies of faith. And you know that. Amen. But it says to us that there's a better thing. We have something better. We just do. All right? And they have an opportunity. They had their opportunity, praise be to God, to have God's best in that time. But God brought us into another time called the church age time. And he said, it's a better thing. And we can have that, can't we? Oh, yes. And it's important, praise the Lord. He's brought you into that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it is important how you start. It is important how you continue on. It's vital. It's vital. But I'm going to tell you something. All that matters at the end is, how did you finish? That's the truth. And you understand that. And there was a fella in the Word of God, I'll tell you what, he really talked about finishing. His name was the Apostle Paul. Oh, yes, he did. And his finish was the crown finish. It wasn't a finish just to get into the gates of the Lord. It wasn't a finish just to get into the kingdom of heaven. It wasn't a finish just to be in the presence of the glory of the Lord. Oh, no. His finish was an exalted rank of righteousness crown. And he knew that it was laid up for him. Isn't that beautiful? See, this is what's been given to your lives, honey. You can do with what you want with it, but this is what God and how faithful he is to us. You're hearing this gospel. You're hearing the gospel of ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. You may not hear it all the time, but you're hearing it today. Amen. And here you are, and by the grace of God, it's there, and it's for you. But what will you do with it, you see? Will you continue on? Well, Paul, he said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I have finished my course. And it was all about one thing. It was winning that crown. But the crown was laid up for him. And all he had to do was just continue on, praise be to God. And finish. And finish in that gospel. Now, in Acts 20:24, it tells you a little bit of something about Paul's finishing. And in Acts 20:24, Paul says here, here's if you want Paul's finish, if you want to have that crown that Paul said not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This is the finish. None of these things move me. Is stuff moving you today? Or are you like a pillar in the house of the Lord by the grace of God? Standing on the rock that is higher than I. Doesn't matter all the winds of doctrine, all the seas of change that come, all the different things that hit. Nothing moves me. See, let's go back to Joshua. He entered in, didn't he? Amen. He got it. Praise God. He won. What did he say? I'll stand, withstand, and having done all, to stand. Be still. Be still. Just stand. Praise the Lord. That's why we put on the whole armor of God, that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. All of those things. And praise be to God, what is it? It's just the word. Praise the Lord. It's all that wondrous grace. It's all his strength. It's his mind. It's his power. It's his love. It's everything. And you stand in it and watch him do it. But it says none of these things move me, neither. Oh, here we've got a big one here. So they're not moving me, but here you go. Count I my life dear unto myself. Woo. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, I love that. I love that. See, he wants to finish with joy and with the gospel of grace. I believe we're right here together with that today, aren't we? Praise God. But, as I just read, if I count my life dear unto myself in this world in any way, the finish of Paul is a fleeting dream. It's a fleeting dream. Counting my life dear unto myself. What is the complete messaging of this world today in any way, shape, or form to get you to think about yourself? Totally. It's pouring out through your phone, through your ear pods or whatever. All those iPads and screens and computers getting you to think about yourself. What you feel like, what you look like, and on and on and on about you. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, Satan will do anything to keep you from the crown. And he will. But see, there's something about the champions and the winners. They just keep on running. They really do. And I appreciate it because it truly is about first love that captures and captivates a heart. And it captivates your heart so much that your identity becomes not you. Your reason for being is Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And you grow in that knowledge of his love and what he wants to share with you. And that's the sustainer. And the Bible says, and praise be to God, I appreciated Brother Larry reading it. The Bible says that we have a crown. In knowing this wondrous gospel, brothers and sisters, Paul's gospel brought you this crown. It did. And as it says in the Word of God, hold that fast which thou hast. Not that I'm trying to get or I want what you have, that no man take thy crown. And never be confused with that. You know, this is not about salvation. You can't lose your salvation. It's impossible to be separated from the love of God. This is speaking purely, completely about first love. Completely about first love. But this is a crown, praise God, that you have, that God has given you in this message. And I thank the Lord, praise God, that truly in giving us this, we've won. We have won. And only by laying that crown down do we come up short. I have to intentionally lay this down. I have to intentionally let something move me out of this gospel. I have to intentionally love something about myself and my identity. That's what this is saying. that wonderful crowning, forever ruling and reigning, glorified together with my bridegroom Jesus, it's just not as important. That's insanity. But that's what the enemy wants to do to your mind. He wants to make you insane. And we would have to be insane to leave this gospel. Come on. Come on. It's the truth. There's nothing to be compared. The things we go after in this life so hard. And I thank the Lord when he gives you encouragement, an unction. Ask my kids, I push them. I pushed them, I continue to push them. Don't be lazy, work hard. Go for it, it's good. But that's not at all the end goal. But the Word of God says whatever you do heartily and you do it as unto the Lord. You go for it. Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid of education. I'm not afraid of success. And I'm not afraid of failure. It don't matter. Your whole life is full of it. But let the whole life be full of Jesus and this wonderful word, and you're going to soar. And I thank God how he does it, because he is faithful and true. But see, I don't want to lay that crown down. And that crown, it truly is. It is the marriage crown. It's about truly this jointly reigning. It's about a king, and he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. But he's not taking that place in the midst of that throne. He's not taking his father's throne until he has his wife. He's sitting at the right hand of God. The whole purpose, the whole story. He's not in the throne of his father yet. And so he has to receive this glory, praise God, and she is his glory because of his grace, because of this message. She's transformed into this beautiful prize. Remember it said that the merchant sold all that he had for the goodly pearl? Gave it all up. Gave it all up. And if it was just the church and the church was all together, why is the Word of God talking about staying in first love? Why does it say, hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown? And within that same section, why does it talk about a church of Ephesus that knows that message, that had that, that ran for it, but yet the Word of God specifically brings them out, the very first church of those seven there in Revelation that it speaks of. It says, but I have one thing against thee. You've left your first love. And so I say, just know the whole Word of God, rightfully divide the truth, why all of these things are said. Let the Holy Ghost minister the whole counsel of God to you. It will make sense. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. We're talking about the inheritance of the sons of God. Don't let anybody dupe you out of that. Look, let me tell you something. I was in finance for 18 years. I dealt with lots of people. I saw people trying to cheat people over and over. And I saw people that were coming into a lot of money, and here these people with big grins and smiles and all that seemed to want to help them and all of that, and all they were trying to do is cheat them. I'd sit those people down once in a while, and I'd say, now listen to me. I'm telling you. You don't want to do that. This is yours. You listen to that, you make a move, you're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose it all. How much more so this word? And I don't care what kind of good. I thank God for any good. But we're going on to the acceptable and even the perfect will of God. The Lord don't want you just getting by and saying, oh, look, man, I finished it. He wants you to win. He said, we run in a race, and yes, we run to win. We don't run to participate. And we're built for, we're born of God. Hallelujah, the champions. We have to absolutely say, I don't want it. There's something more important to me. And may I remind every one of us, my goodness, our life is very, very short. Crazy short. Eternity is a long time. And he wants me to have his best. Now, I don't want to end up in that place of a past tense, you ran well. I don't want that. And I tell you, it takes grace every moment. Every moment. And it takes by that grace, asking the Lord sincerely, Lord, I need to heed the word of God. Help me to be hungry. Help me to want to hear the word. Help me to want to be around people that want to hear the word of God. I thank God for your fellowship. I'm telling you, I don't have much time in life, and you all know me. I know you. Our time has been pretty much, it's gone. But I'll tell you what, the time that we have, we redeem it. It'd be fun to go hunt, to fish, go see a game and all that, but I'll tell you right now, guys, it ain't going to happen. He said, well, that's rude. No, it's not. I got eternity to spend with you. I got eternity to spend with you. And I know the place that he wants for us to spend it together. And we ain't wasting time. Never. Now, I don't want to end up that way of the innumerable multitude. I just don't, because God don't want that for us. I don't want said about my life, you ran well. I want it, son, you're running well. I want it, oh, honey, that fullness of the Holy Ghost, it's marvelous. Oh, I know it don't look good on the outside, but it sure looks good to me on the inside. I want to be alive and remaining to the coming of the Lord. Amen. I want to be ready, praise God, for the trumpet sound. And I'll tell you this in closing here today. I don't care if your life has been like a Samson. And I say that you've wasted it to this point, because it ain't over. It don't matter. Because I'm going to remind you once again about that sweet man, Samson, and how it must have disappointed his family and all those that knew him, and how powerful God said on him. Oh, what a minister of the Lord precious Samson was, not just in those mighty things God did, but he loved God. He was a sweet man. And there, just because he just couldn't get over something, and let's tell it like it is, of his flesh, he ended up in prison. Seemed doomed, and it's over. But God wasn't done. He wasn't. And here we find today, Samson sitting real pretty, right there with Abraham and Ruth and Esther and David. You find them right there in Hebrews chapter 11, the worthies of faith. Samson sitting there right on a throne with the crown on his head of the 24. You better know it. And I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, here it is. The finish is near. We know it. We know that he's coming. We thank God that calling out of the archangel and the trump of God, it's real. The word of God says it's going to be. And I'll tell you what, it's near because of the word of God that he says, when you see these things come to pass, look up. Look up. Be alive and looking up. And I'll tell you what, the very power of the resurrection, praise God, that grand finale of the Father that rose Jesus from the dead and set him right up there at the right hand of God, his sweet daddy. That same power is for us, brothers and sisters. Do you really know him in that? I mean, do you really, really, really know him in that? Do you believe in the power of that resurrection? Do you really believe that? Come on now. I'm talking about power of the resurrection. Praise be to God. Raise you and seat you together right with him in the midst of the throne. I'm not talking about raising you and sticking you out there before the throne with a palm in your hand. I'm talking about the power. The power that raises a Samson, praise be to God, and puts him on a throne with a crown on his head. because grace caused him never to let that hope die of the love of God and the power of God for his life. And brothers and sisters, what we know and what we have heard, and the great cloud of witness from a Samson that we have received, Johnny, how could we believe not, brother? Always encourage me, John. It don't matter. It don't matter that I'm your pastor. I'm just a man and I need to be encouraged. And you run well and you encourage me to run well. We weren't put here for anything else, brothers and sisters, but to hold that fast which thou hast. And I don't know. I say, oh, Lord Jesus, wrap it up today. Wrap it up today. But I want to be saying every day, Lord, wrap it up today. Do you believe the word? You really believe this word, honeys? I mean, really, God, help us to believe this word. We know it. We know it. As thou hast believed. As thou hast believed, and it will never change. It's just faith. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. A crown. A crown. A crown. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And we just thank you in the precious name of your Son. Know how you love us. Thank you for the blood of him, the Lamb of God, that we look to you and we cry out, Abba, Father, that now are we your sons. And thank you how you love us. For God so loved, and that did it all. And for God so loved, it changed it all. And that God so loved, praise be to God, it's going to do it all. And Lord, in that wonderful, freely given gift of Jesus, that you withheld nothing from us in giving him, you said, how shall I not also freely give you all things? Lord, help our unbelief today. God, if there just be one life today that says, yes, yes, you did say that. The word does say that. Yes, that's mine. Oh God, what a feast. Lord, what power. And again, it's all by the love of Jesus, and we thank you in your precious name. Amen.